You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports fans, yesterday we found out that Hall of Famer Orenthal James Simpson, better known as O.J. Simpson, better known as The Juice, and also known as The Killer. A lot of people believe that O.J. Simpson got away with murdering his ex-wife and Ron Goldman. And actually, guys, in a few months, it'll actually be 30 years to the day when the world pretty much stopped. Remember, the NBA Finals were on. I was actually watching the Houston Rockets. I was sitting down in my friend's house down the street from me. We were watching the NBA Finals, and then all of a sudden, they cut away from the game to watch the O.J. Simpson high-speed chase. I'll never forget that. And that was pretty wild, man. O.J. Simpson riding across the highways of L.A. on a low-speed chase with the police. Allegedly, he was in the back of the white Ford Bronco with a gun to his head. But anyway, O.J. Simpson, a lot of people believe he got away with it, that he did it. Remember, he actually wrote a book entitled If I Did It, detailing how he would have actually did it. And some people that read it, they believe, wow, this is a confession. Well, O.J. has been a polarizing figure for the past 30 years. But still, O.J. Simpson was still a great football player. And I was very curious, man, to see the response from some sports leagues, teams that O.J. Played for. And you guys know he actually won the Heisman Trophy in 1968. He was a great running back at USC, a great running back in the NFL for the Buffalo Bills. He finished his career, I believe, with the 49ers. Folks, the Heisman Trophy actually put out a tribute to O.J. Simpson. Folks, you can only imagine the response they got. Now, here's the thing. I was actually looking to see what the Buffalo Bills were actually going to say. The Buffalo Bills got smart. They're like, nah, we don't want any part of this, man. And I believe O.J. Simpson was actually going to Bills games, I believe, last year. He was actually in the suites, if I'm not mistaken. But when O.J. died, the Buffalo Bills were like, nah, we're good. We ain't about to take any backlash. But the Heisman Trophy got destroyed. So let's talk about it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Remember, live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. Fans' outrage by Heisman Trophy Trust's response to O.J. Simpson death. I'm surprised that they actually put anything out. I mean, there's nothing from the Buffalo Bills, nothing from the 49ers, nothing from the NFL as far as I know. But the Heisman Trophy went there. And I don't want to say necessarily it was a tribute per se, but I guess you can call it that. Yeah, they got blasted. They got blasted for one reason. Remember Reggie Bush actually had to give back his Heisman Trophy. Why? Because he got benefits. Whereas in the case of O.J. Simpson, a lot of people believe he killed two people and he kept his Heisman Trophy. Even though I do believe it actually got sold as a part of the civil case against him with the Goldmans. But anyway, it says here, the Heisman Trophy X account took a beating on Thursday when it issued a memorial for the passing of former trophy recipient O.J. Simpson, while making no mention of the victims he had been accused and acquitted of murdering before being held liable for their deaths in a civil trial. Also, the White House also gave a response to the death of O.J. Simpson, and they took some heat for that, too. But anyway, sharing a photo of Simpson during his prime years as a star running back at USC, the Heisman Trophy account said, quote, The Heisman Trophy Trust mourns the passing of 1968 Heisman Trophy winner O.J. Simpson. We extend our sympathy to his family. Yeah, this is what they put out right there. They had to know that they were going to get destroyed on this thing. They had to know it. I mean, when we found out yesterday that O.J. Simpson passed away, that was the number one trending thing out there. Everybody was covering him, man. I mean, no matter what you actually thought about O.J. Simpson, O.J. Simpson was extremely polarizing. He was a megastar. He really was, man. I mean, I never saw O.J. Simpson play. I mean, I believe I was like 1 or 2 years old when O.J. retired. I didn't get to see him play, but I knew O.J. Simpson was a big time star. Great football player, great actor, and the world stopped in 1994. That is his legacy here. Let's see here. Some of the responses here. This person says, Richard Roper says, for your information, you can take down and edit posts or edit posts. They didn't do it. This thing is still up right now. And people are actually bringing up Reggie Bush right there. Yeah, they're saying like Reggie Bush's response to this. Because I'm pretty sure if some, let's say the day Reggie Bush actually passes away, I'm pretty sure the Heisman Trophy is not going to put out a post about him, considering now they don't even consider him a Heisman Trophy winner. Wow. This person says, let me tell you about another running back from Troy, a Southeast San Diegoan who repped the 619 and deserves his trophy back. That'd be Reggie Bush right there. They made Reggie Bush give back his Heisman. Yet it didn't. Yeah, everybody's bringing up Reggie Bush here. Good time to ask if Reggie Bush can get his Heisman back. He ain't getting it back, man. He ain't giving it back. Clay Travis here of Outkick. Fire your social team and give Reggie Bush his Heisman back. Yeah. This is something right here. Now, I'm not saying, man, that you got to go out there and, you know, trample on the grave of O.J. Simpson, man. But there's a bunch of people out there that are shedding no tears for the death of Orenthal James Simpson, O.J. Simpson. A lot of people. Fred Goldman, who is the father of Ron Goldman. They actually reached out to him and he made a response. And all he said was, it just reminds me that Ron is gone. This is not a great loss. That's all he said. That's all Fred Goldman actually said. And this man has been suffering for 30 years. 30 years, man. Wow. So what do you guys think of this? What do you guys make of the Heisman Trophy and their response and getting destroyed on this? Wow. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we will catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.